Okay, so I have noticed this more and more, and this really started, I guess, over Christmas break, kind of, because I just stayed up all night scrolling on my phone, and I found more and more that everything online currently is geared toward keeping us outraged and engaged, and it's exhausting, and it's not restorative or relaxing at all. And it's weird how we think it is. We're like, oh, I just want to relax and scroll on my phone a little bit. It's not doing that for you. With news feeds, we don't even choose what we're inundating our brains with. It is chosen for us, which is a crazy amount of mental space to give up to something else. And I've read studies on this and how that affects your brain. The fact that you're just spoon-fed this thing a little bit at a time, even if you think you're not affected by it, you really are. So here's something you can do. Read. I know, but I've been intentionally reading. I've got this book about ancient Egypt that I picked up, and it is like reading a book for history class, but it's actually so relaxing. And I thought there has to be something going on here, like measurable and verifiable. So I looked it up, and it turns out reading for just 20 minutes can give your brain a surprisingly big boost. It can reduce your stress levels by up to 60%.
Wow.
It can slow your heart rate, ease your muscle tension, often faster than music or even taking a walk. 20 minutes of reading trains your brain to stay with one task and not flit around so much, which I think increasingly we are training our brains not to focus on any one thing at all. It activates multiple regions at once, your language, your imagination, your memory, your emotions. It reinforces all these neural pathways in your brain and keeps your brain flexible. It's good as you get older to keep your brain sharp. It increases empathy. If you like reading fiction, or even if you like crime novels, you step into somebody else's perspective. And brain scans, when people were reading fiction, it shows that we engage the same regions that we use to understand real people's emotions when we're trying to see what they're going through. And I thought that was kind of a beautiful thing. It can also improve your sleep if timed right. I'm sure you've heard that reading before bed does signal your brain to slow down, making it easier to transition into rest. Now, I have not started reading right before bed yet. I'm going to. I believe I'm going to, because I can tell that I'm more relaxed. So if you are exhausted by doom scrolling, maybe try actually reading instead. Something that you choose, something that's not chosen for you. Your pick, fantasy, crime, history. Do yourself a favor, and your brain and your body will thank you. I hope y'all try it.
That's a great idea.
I know you're not a big reader, but I hope you get a book or something.
I'm going to try that. I have been putting my phone down.
Yeah.
So I'm not scrolling as much and kind of focusing on what I need to focus on. Like, I didn't even take it into the kitchen last night.
Yeah.
You know, normally I'll take it in there because, you know, I'm kind of on call 24/7. But I just said, you know what, I'm leaving it in there. I'm going to spend some time with the family and we'll talk. And if I miss a call, I miss a call, and I'll get it when I get through eating.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
It's almost never an emergency.
I got to find me a book.
Yeah.
I'll find me a book.
What do you think? Is it going to be like nonfiction or fiction? What do you think?
I think it'll probably be fiction.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
You think you're going to go with like mystery? I got plenty of dragon books you can borrow.
Now, my wife would like that.
Yes.